Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, we've got a very special Unwoke Wednesday for you today here. Yeah, normally Tuesday is the most unwoke hour of the week and the 8 o'clock hour of the show. That's when John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, typically joins us in studio. But, you know, yesterday he was traveling, so he wasn't going to be able to join us in studio. Let's wait till Wednesday. We'll get you in studio. He still isn't in studio today. The Biden Kamala Harris transportation system is a complete utter train wreck. So I guess John will get here whenever he gets here. Thankfully, he's joining us over the phone lines here for Unwoke Wednesday. John, great to have you on the show. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Aaron. I'm here still languishing in airline hell. I don't know if you heard the news update there at the top of the hour, but don't you worry. The Delta CEO in the new top of the news hour there was telling everyone they're going to be back to normal operations tomorrow. It only took them a week to pull their heads out of their backsides and maybe start flying the planes again.
Well, I think the last time I saw Delta, they had all the transgender flags flying from their check-in counters in the Washington D.C. airport. So, you know, everything else may not be running, but as long as the diversity, equity, inclusion agenda is running, I guess all's cool in Delta Kamala Harris world.
They actually had to, I saw here a couple weeks ago, they had to strip their flight attendants of their little Palestinian flags that they were wearing on their lapels during the flights. At least they did step up to stop that. But, you know, we won't even see the Palestinian flags anyway, since none of the flights are actually going right now, though.
That's crazy. I had a friend who was at the Republican National Convention last week with the Montana folks, and he said security was so tight at the RNC. A woman lost her tweezers. They took tweezers from a Montana gal. And it's like, oh, but apparently you can have terrorist propaganda and go right through airport security and get on an airline. That's a little scary.
Yeah, as you said, the new video is out today showing these people talking directly to the Secret Service and to police. Tell them, oh, yeah, here's that guy with the gun. We saw him. He's right around here. They got these guys on video getting the information about the shooter, and Trump was still allowed to go out on stage.
Yeah, and they never communicated to him or apparently even his closest security detail. Oh, hey, there's a guy with a gun over there. Yeah, nothing to see here, folks. Nothing to see here, folks. I think Matt Walsh with the Daily Wire is spot on this morning, by the way. He says the Secret Service director may have resigned, but the cover-up of the Trump assassination attempt continues, and I think he's spot on there. Man, so many big stories to get to here with John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter. He's a retired federal law enforcement officer. He's got, I think, over 100,000 followers on X. Always great to catch up with John Jackson, but go grab those pearls. You may have to clutch them at some point because it is Unwoke Wednesday. You might get offended at some point. Fair warning, back after this. Taking your phone calls as well.
Securing America.
The Pennsylvania State Police Commissioner told the House Homeland Security Committee that after a security walkthrough ahead of former President Trump's rally, his guys were told the Butler County Emergency Services Unit was in charge of securing the building from which 20-year-old Thomas Crooks would later try to assassinate the former president, the building that was considered outside the Secret Service perimeter. Commissioner Christopher Paris told North Carolina Congressman Dan Bishop he was aware of two Butler personnel who had eyes on the roof where the shooter would later climb up.
The ESU officers were no longer in that room where they could look out the window and oversee the roof, as that video shows.
I believe they were actively searching along with additional municipal officers for Mr. Crooks.
The Secret Service director testified Monday that their agency was told anywhere from 2 to 5 times about a suspicious person before the rally. On Tuesday, the Secret Service director resigned. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
more.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks, I'm good. Say thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana, statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Okay, thankfully our producer Travis edited this for language. Man, we got to start here as we chat with John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter. He could be like our chief outdoors correspondent here, I think, too. Man, what about this this explosion in Yellowstone National Park? You guys probably saw it. KJJR was sharing it via Facebook. I shared it at facebook.com/Flint Report. We've got the video and more on our Montana Talks website right now. Yellowstone hydrothermal explosion. What really happened at Biscuit Basin? Great information shared from the U.S. Geological Survey. Let me just hit the high points for you here. The Yellowstone National Park, the National Park Service says this. Biscuit Basin in Yellowstone National Park temporarily closed due to hydrothermal explosion. This was at about 10:19 a.m., a localized hydrothermal explosion occurred near a Sapphire Pool in Biscuit Basin, located just north of Old Faithful. Biscuit Basin, including the parking lot and boardwalks, are temporarily closed for safety reasons. No injuries were reported, and the extent of damage is unknown at this time. Today's explosion, they say, does not reflect a change in the volcanic system, which remains at normal background levels of activity. That's what the Yellowstone National Park shared yesterday. I've got a lot more information about that story that I could share. But John Jackson, I know you're still locked in travel hell as you described it, but I know you saw this video. They're describing it as a small explosion, which I get it. You know, if the Yellowstone caldera itself blew, we wouldn't even be talking to you. You might be safe in North Carolina, but we would not be safe back here in Montana. But that, man, that was no small explosion. I get, from a geological standpoint, yes. But from our standpoint, wow, you saw the video, right?
Oh, yeah. And like you said, the entire Yellowstone area is just one giant caldera. It's one giant volcano. And I've seen it predicted that if that thing ever did go off again, that it's a planet killer. It wouldn't matter, you know, where I am, where you are, it's gonna go. I mean, it's going up and it's killing the planet. But you know what I found funny watching that was you see these people hesitate. You see them say 5-10 seconds roll by after that thing is way, way up in the air before they decide in their minds, hey, we need to run out of here real fast. But,
yeah.
You see that with all kinds of disasters, except, you know, when you never, ever see that kind of hesitation, Aaron, is in the black neighborhoods. I'm sure because I've worked black neighborhoods.
They're a lot smarter.
The brothers are conditioned, man. I mean, you a car backfires in their neighborhood, and they are jumping over the freaking hedgerow.
Get out of the way. Get the heck out of here. Yeah. Yeah. That's why the white girl always falls in the movies. You know, it's like... Oh, that's funny. Yeah. No, there. That's what was crazy about it. Let me play the audio. You may not be able to hear it back there. It's just about 32 seconds. Velada March. She's a real estate agent in Palm Desert, California. She actually recorded the video that went viral yesterday. Now, yeah, so you can hear her. John, I know you can't probably hear it while you're in queue over the phone line there, but you can hear her telling everybody, run, 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 run. I mean, you see this gigantic, plume. I mean, I described it. It looks like a couple of car bombs went off. I mean, black sludge and mud and steam and frags of rock are just flying through the air. And then that plume of steam, boiling steam, is literally right on the heels of, I think, the woman who was at the end of the boardwalk when it blew up.
I don't know if you know in Yellowstone Park, the Merry Mountain area, and also a lot of people probably know the Hayden Valley area, which is basically just one giant hot spring, the whole area. Everywhere, if you look across an open area, you'll see numerous steam plumes just constantly going up. And when you're hiking through there, you better take care to walk around those things and never even step on the area of dead grass that will surround one of those hot springs, because you are out in the middle of that, you step in that and you're gone, and you are a crispy critter.
Well, and I think that kind of delayed reaction that you described as you watched people, if you've ever been in a crazy situation like that, you're kind of like the deer in the headlights at first. You're a little stunned, and you're like, wait a minute, and then it clicks, like, oh, it clicks what's happening. That was kind of that same stunned, delayed reaction that a lot of people had when that assassination attempt took place against President Trump.
Yeah, and we actually use that in law enforcement to our advantage. We call it speed, surprise, violence, and action. And most people are like that. They have that delayed reaction to a stimulus. That kind of disbelief. For a few seconds, and so you can use that disbelief to your advantage to be on top of them before they can resist you. But that hesitancy will get you hurt. You have to kind of practice that to be ready to react.
Train, train, train. So you just give that instant reaction. Yeah, no, that's right. Okay, we got to take a quick break here. We're talking with John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter. Haven't even really gotten unwoke yet, so we won't let you down, though. Don't worry. We'll talk about Kamala Harris and what a woke joke that is. 2940970, the number for you.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. I was in a car returning to Washington from Richmond, Virginia, from a funeral when I learned about the attempted assassination of former President Trump. I was in a car heading to a wedding on Long Island when I learned about the attempted assassination of former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords in 2012. I was on an elliptical machine at a gym in Alexandria, Virginia, when I learned about the attempted assassination of House Majority Leader Steve Scalise in 2017. I was at home after school in the sixth grade when I learned about the attempted assassination of former President Reagan in 1981. I didn't realize after the Reagan shooting that reporting on these incidents would become a normal part of my job. Perhaps that's why I've dug deep into the recesses of my memory to recall nuggets of information from each of these episodes. I've experienced, listened, and watched many of these scenes before, even covered or been a part of these moments in person. There's a common denominator in all of them. They are familiar to me. They've been familiar to me, in fact, now for decades. They're utter chaos. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. I got a great message from Jeff and Victor on our Montana Talks app. I meant to share earlier, but I got to get to it. It's a very important topic. Ties in with Kamala Harris and how radical she is. She wants to be president, yet she can't be presidential. Case in point, her snubbing Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, a great ally here to America and to freedom. So we'll get to that and more. But actually, let's sneak in a phone call here. because there is more information I wanted to share. USGS volcanoes, the U.S. Geological Survey, share, you know, they've got the Yellowstone Volcano Observatory. They share great information, and this is part of what is featured on our Montana Talks website. Basically, they report that a little before 10 a.m., back to this explosion at Yellowstone National Park, a little before 10 a.m., there was an explosion of steam, hot water, and rocks, a hydrothermal explosion near Black Diamond Pool, a 118-foot-long hot spring in Biscuit Basin in Yellowstone National Park. No one injured, but the boardwalk was damaged. In Yellowstone, hydrothermal explosions are violent and dramatic events that can occur with little to no warning. They occur in shallow reservoirs of fluids that are at or near the boiling point. The fluids can flash to steam if the pressure suddenly drops, hurling boiling water, steam, mud, and rock fragments into the air. So that's what was flying towards these people that were on the boardwalk as this eruption took place. Couple of quick notes. Small hydrothermal explosions happen almost every year in Yellowstone, just like a small crater in Norris Geyser Basin that formed during a hydrothermal explosion back in April 15th of this year. They also had one back in 1989 at Pork Chop Geyser in the Norris Geyser Basin. And the remains of that explosion are still clearly visible today. So anyway, but great information on that. Mike in Big Timber, what did you want to share?
Well, I don't know if good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. I don't know if you've ever seen a documentary. I guess you can call it a documentary, but it was What If the Big One Occurred? In other words, if the entire that dome under Yellowstone Lake, which is where the center of the caldera is, if that ever went up and exploded, and it was showing you on the map of the United States exactly how it would affect the entire country. And in on the continental United States, I believe there was about a four square mile area up in northwest Washington that would be the only area that wouldn't be affected. I worked in the park for a number of seasons and was working at Old Faithful. Biscuit Basin is right where the confluence of the Little Firehole and the Firehole River are. And the Firehole River is world-class fishing. Mm. I don't know if it'll affect that, but
yeah,
I've been on that boardwalk a number of times.
I love dipping my toes in the Firehole River right by there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, sir. And the thing is, when they showed that What If scenario on, and I believe it may have been the Discovery Channel. I can't remember. I have a good friend that worked the gate there. People didn't come into the park for a number of days, thinking that it actually had happened. That's how effective it was.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, that's great insight. Mike, thanks for calling in. John, have you seen this, that documentary? I remember seeing portions of it, at least. It's been a while.
Yeah, I've seen several different takes on it, and they have said, I've seen takes on it that say if the thing ever blew, and they say it's blown twice before, and it's once every 600,000 years or so that it has blown, that the take I saw was that it would be a planet killer. And, of course, the explosion, you know, the destruction of just that would be up there in the northwest. But then the toxic cloud of gas and debris would basically cover the planet and make the air unbreathable. It would be a planet killer.
It is crazy because that's what I think what a lot of us who are familiar with the Yellowstone caldera, when we saw that video, we're like, oh buddy, a friend of mine from Kalispell, Ron had jumped in on the conversation on facebook.com/Flint Report. And I said, first, Kamala Harris speaks. Now this. Boy, the world is erupting under the failed policies of Biden, Kamala, and John Tester.
My take on it, though, and I'm not any kind of geologist, is that I like to see these regular cook-offs here. Because that is the entire thing letting off its pressure. Where I would start to get a little nervous is if you don't see regular releases of pressure, then that might be a little worrisome.
you got to let off a little steam every now and then, right? Or you just might boil over. That's a good life.
Exactly.
Life lessons. And now Deep Thoughts by John Jackson. I like it. I like it. All right, let's speaking of Kalispell, John, is it too late? Can you divert your flight to Kalispell?
I'm telling you, Aaron, I'm just going to be lucky if I get into the cargo area and manage to just get, they do an overflight at the airport and they just let me jump. I mean, I'm just going to be happy with that.
Yeah, well, the reason I was saying you should try to divert your flight to Kalispell, because tomorrow at this very moment, we're going to be at the Clubhouse Lounge and Indoor Golf Simulator. And this place looks awesome, by the way. You've probably been to the Back Nine in Billings that Tara Pierce just runs a great outfit there next to the Den. This is a very similar place in Kalispell called the Clubhouse Lounge. So we're going to be teeing off around 8 o'clock tomorrow morning if anybody wants to come join us on the show tomorrow and then on through the 9 o'clock hour. So it'd be great to have you as well, John. But I know you're going to go from one bunker to another.
Did you see, you saw Kai Trump speak at the convention. She's Donald Trump's granddaughter.
Oh, she did great.
And a teenager, maybe 17, and I guess, she talked about her golf game. And then I saw video on Twitter of her playing with a bunch of grown men, and she's kicking their butts. I mean, she is a legit, really good player.
Oh, yeah. Trump was talking about that, I think, in this Jesse Waters interview. And Waters was kind of prodding him a little bit, like, you're pretty competitive, and she gives you a run for your money. And, yeah, he was just saying she really is a world-class golfer. And she gave a world-class speech as well. It showed yet another personal side of Donald J. Trump. You can see why his family just really loves the guy.
Can you imagine being 17 years old and stepping up to that mic at the RNC convention on national television and doing what she did? It's amazing.
It really is. By the way, before I get back into our next callers on the phone lines here, so I was chatting with our buddy Charlie Loveridge. Charlie, great guy, but he was back at the RNC convention, and he said the Montana folks got to go to an event featuring Donald Trump Jr. and Don Jr. described, apparently he was out fishing and they didn't have any cell phone coverage and he must not carry a sat phone with him. But Don Jr. was out fishing when his father got shot at that rally. And so, you can imagine, here's Don Jr. and he loves hunting and fishing. That's why he comes to Montana all the time. Before anybody, even knew who he really was, he was coming to Montana, sleeping on couches, going hunting and fishing. But apparently he was out fishing. They had no cell coverage. So imagine being Don Jr. and now all of a sudden, you're coming back to shore and you start getting ding, ding, like when you go camping or boating in Montana and you got no cell coverage, and all of a sudden you get cell coverage, ding, ding, and then the first thing he sees is that his father had been shot. He didn't know if his father was alive or not.
Well, that's where you hope you have that good friend, that good family member that sent you just that basic text that says he's okay, all is well. You hope somebody had the good sense to send that out to you, right? I just hope that Don remembers the pledge he made to me and you, that he's coming out here this fall to go hunting and stump for sheehy, and then he's going to hook up with us at hunt camp.
Well, yeah, we were talking about being at the Jersey Lily there in Ingomar. Yeah, we got to follow up on that, right? Cell coverage or not. The other really funny thing, so, in true, father-son fashion, he then is able to take, so he calls his dad. His dad picks up the phone, right, after all this craziness is going on. And apparently, Don Jr. jokes with his dad. He's like, "But Dad, how's the hair? How's the hair?" And then Trump starts talking about his hair in a third person, like it's its own inanimate object. The hair's doing fine. The hair is doing very well. The hair is going to survive. And it was just hysterical. I got to see if Charlie will call in and tell it himself.
Watch the video of during when the Secret Service were gathered around him, and then they stood him up. You saw all of them knew not to touch the dude.
Yeah. And where's my shoes? All right, John Jackson, hold that thought. Let's go to John Sinrud in Kalispell. John, great to hear from you. What's on your mind?
Well, Aaron, I just wanted to talk a little bit about minority rights. So what party was created in order to have the abolition of slavery? The Republicans. That was born out of the Whigs and the Democrats. That's historical. That's history.
Yep.
Then I just learned the other day, in 1924, Homer Schneider, a Republican out of New York, God forbid there's a Republican from New York, and Calvin Coolidge, the Republican president, signed 100 years ago the Native Americans Full Citizenship Act, which gave all American Indians the same citizenship as American citizens recognized at that time. That was done by the Republicans. You take a look at the Civil Rights Act. Even Al Gore's father voted against that. But it was passed in a Democrat-controlled Congress by Republicans.
Republicans like Everett McKinley Dirksen. Right. Yeah. Hold that thought. We got to hit a hard break here in like 8 seconds. John Sinrud, stand by. We'll get to more of your phone call right after this.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's go back to John Sinrud, former Montana state lawmaker, joining us from Kalispell. John, hey, I hope you can join us at the Clubhouse Lounge tomorrow. I'll be there for the morning show live, and then we're doing a lunchtime event as well. We're going to have some gift cards to help folks fight inflation and much more. But anyway, if we don't see you tomorrow, at least we get a chance to chat with you today. Thanks again for sticking around.
You bet. I will work on that. But if you look at the Republican Party, born out of creating equal rights, not special rights, acknowledging that human beings are human beings, and that America is a nation of a melting pot of people from all different walks, locations in life, and countries in life, and trying to create opportunity. The Democrats, who created the KKK? Well, that was born out of the Democrat Party. Who is the one that wanted to have and required slavery in order for a constitution to be created? That was the Democrat Party. And those individuals are abolitionists. They appeased. So I would suggest one thing, that one, voters need to be informed about why a party exists. Two, you look at Biden when he came out with his withdrawing from the race. What was the first thing that he mentioned? Well, what is best for the party and then America?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And in fact, this is a point that I made earlier, you know, via X. You know, Donald Trump Jr. shared this video of over 6 minutes of Kamala Harris lying about Joe Biden's cognitive decline. And Don Jr. says no one has lied more to the American people about Joe Biden's cognitive decline than Kamala Harris. But that's the past tense. My point is she is still lying in covering up his true cognitive decline. Otherwise, they would say if he can't be the presidential candidate, how can he be the president? All right, let's get John Jackson's take on that. John, thanks. John Sinrud, thanks for the call. Here is the message from Jeff and Victor before I forget to share it with you. Kamala Kami starts her bid for president by snubbing our only true Democratic ally in the Middle East, instead campaigning at a sorority. Then she lies in a speech stating that she wants to rebuild the middle class. I'm sure the 70 to 80% wealth tax will be a great foundation in helping them rebuild. How stupid does anyone have to be to believe anything the liberals say? These are the same intellectuals that are so smart they can't change the oil in their car or put on a spare tire. That's from Jeff in Victor. Let's see. John Jackson, your thoughts on that and more.
Yeah, it's worth a summary and worth remembering where we are here on Wednesday. Now, Sunday, they pushed Grandpa right off the cliff on Sunday. They got his wheelchair up there and just pushed the old man right off. And you saw in 48 hours, they got all the money. They got all his money, and they started piling on everybody else's money. They got all the delegates in line. They got all social media online. They have got a massive, massive push out on social media, TikTok and everywhere. They have got the mainstream media online. I mean, it was truly an amazing thing to watch. And they are memory-holing Joe Biden, serve pro, like it never even happened. And they are packaging this whole new shiny thing of Kamala. Look who's going to be our president now.
Oh, yeah. Every single one of them now has the Chris Matthews tingling up his leg right now. It is so pathetic and embarrassing on their part. I think it's a short-term sugar rush. She'll get a baby bump in the polling, and then it'll go right back, just like that sugar rush. It'll disappear and go right back to where it was. But, man, there was something you just said. Oh, with regard to the money, our friend Greg Franks made this point. That's, you know, the Trump campaign should file a lawsuit against that is Joe Biden's campaign money. According to the FEC, that is Joe Biden's money, not Kamala's cash. And so he says they should have already filed a lawsuit to block Kamala from being able to use the millions of dollars that Biden has in his bank account, because that's Joe Biden's money. And then I did see this story from Fox News Radio. Let me re-rack it. Hold on one second. All right, here we go.
The campaign accusing President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris of violating campaign finance laws by transferring his $91 million in fundraising cash to her new campaign. The president announcing on Sunday that he would not run for re-election and quickly endorsed the vice president to run for the Democratic ticket in his place and transferred the $91.5 million in campaign cash over to her. The Harris campaign calling the complaint baseless. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
All right, so they have filed that complaint with the FEC, a little short of a lawsuit, but a complaint with the FEC nonetheless. Let's see. John Jackson, what else did you want to mention? Let's talk these crazy grizzly bear stories. Let's save those for the 9 o'clock hour, because I think you're going to stick around with us for the 9 o'clock hour as well. But, man, what else did you want to cover this morning?
You know, I like to go the other way. When everyone zigs, I like to zag. And one thing people are not talking about out here is Biden's entire government. Everybody he has out there, his cabinet, and particularly the people that run government. That's all the people in the White House that have run this government for 4 years while, you know, he just reads the teleprompter. See, all those people now right here in July, going all the way to January, you're lame duck. All of them are lame duck. And I don't think we've ever seen in our history an administration lame duck this long. Because all of them, no matter who gets in, Trump or Kamala, they're out. See, you know there's no love between Kamala's people and Biden's people. Everybody's going to be gone. And I'm telling you, that's dangerous. It's a dangerous place to be, particularly with these communists, knowing there will be no consequences for their actions for the next, 6 months? I mean, it's some scary times.
Yeah, well, and this goes back, I think you and I have been talking about this ever since that disastrous debate performance by Biden. You and I have talked about this. David Noble and I have talked about this. A lot of us have been making this point. Guys, it's not about Joe Biden. It's about everybody that has been pulling the strings on Joe Biden. It's about the people that are running the Biden administration. They're all a failure. You know, Joe, Kamala, John Tester, Chuck Schumer, Pete Buttigieg, the whole cabinet. Every single one of them are failures because they have a failed ideology, because they have failed policies. So, you know, play the game of whack-a-mole. You know, one pops down, another one with the same failed policies pops his head up.
Yeah, speaking of Mayor Booty Fights there, you knew.
Why did I bring it up? Dang it. Oh, man.
after the fact, you knew people were out there theorizing that he could be Kamala's VP pick, but I said right away, no, it's going to be a straight white male, because they got to do the same thing that they did with Obama back in 08. See, they got him at the top of the ticket, but they got to have the straight white male as the other side of the ticket, because they got to keep the white folks in line, right? they can't double up on their minority crazy.
Yeah, they got enough woke for one ticket so far. So Lipstick Lex Luthor, no chance. I was really hoping Lipstick Luthor would get a shot here once again, a revival.
Well, I'm sure he'll be in the – they'll bring him right back into the Kamala Harris transition team if she were to be elected. Well, she won't be elected. I'll restate, if she was to manage to cheat her way in.
Man, I tell you what, I just got kicked in the teeth there. I tell you what, do you ever say something and while you're saying it, your brain is like – no, don't say that. I literally said Pete Buttigieg. Oh, I just put the ball on the tee for John Jackson. I guess we needed a pearl clutching moment. Anyway, hey, I'll tell you what, if you've been kicked in the teeth, not figuratively, I'm talking literally kicked in the teeth, or maybe you just had bad teeth and you never were able to get them fixed. I'm not talking one bad tooth, you know, one deal here, one deal there. I'm talking about you need a whole grill replacement. You know, it's something you're embarrassed by it. You don't want to smile. Or maybe you've got bad dentures and they're loose and they're uncomfortable. And you go out for dinner with friends and you don't get to order what you want. You don't order the Montana steak dinner because you're afraid that your dentures are going to have a train wreck. Well, let me tell you about Yellowstone Family Dental. They deliver the latest technology, world-class dentistry right here in Montana. People travel all over the U.S. to get this life-changing procedure. So if what I just described is you, go to MontanaDentalImplants.com. Go to MontanaDentalImplants.com today and check it out. And I'm telling you, it'll be a whole new you. It's remarkable, the testimonies that they have from a life-changing deal.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
It became a car crash moment for Joe in this 90-minute debate. It was basically typical Joe. It wasn't jacked up Joe. They could have jacked him up like they did for the State of the Union. They didn't. I was wondering which Joe would show up. So Biden was dazed and confused. He was mumbling, fumbling, stumbling, fumbling, freezing up. This is basically everyday Joe. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, even though we have 4 years of tape showing Joe Biden in that very same condition, it was a setup, as the Post points out, to convince Democrats that he couldn't run for president, according to the source for the Post.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
War, inflation, and recession. Did you know that experts call gold the everything hedge? Gold goes far beyond hedging against inflation or the stock market. It can potentially even guard you against today's wars in Ukraine and the Middle East. Not to mention the great economic danger of a recession coming, which is what we're all worried about. And that's why gold just hit another record high. And central banks, they just keep buying gold at a record pace. It's Linda here. Join me and thousands of people who have called Goldco the number one rated gold company. It's time you diversify your money with time-tested safe haven assets, physical gold and silver. Today, Goldco is offering our listeners up to 8 years in free IRA fees plus up to 8% in bonus silver with a qualified account. Call 855-815-GOLD for free IRA fees, free bonus silver, and a free gold and silver info kit. What are you waiting for? Call 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-G-O-L-D. Do it today. You can't wait.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
The U.S. economy has been doing quite well, especially when judged against the performance of our peers around the world. We should be concerned if that head-of-class performance is for the right reasons. According to the International Monetary Fund, the U.S.'s share of the world economy will come in this year at 26.3%, up by 2.3 percentage points from 6 years ago. On the other side, the economic shares of Europe and Japan are down by 1.4 points and 2.3 points. China continues to grow, although its economic data are always subject to question. Or is there bad news in that? We've had better growth here because we had more innovation, more productivity growth, and we produce and export natural gas. That's all sustainable and arguably good, but we've also had trillions of deficit-financed government spending. We continue to heavily stimulate the economy, already at full employment and with milder but still significant inflation. The sugar candy of heavy borrowing is not a recipe for long-term success. I'm Patrick Barker.
201-6263.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spas, home of the only saltwater hot tub in Montana studios.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, shoot, we lost Gary in Whitefish. Well, Gary, you can call back in the 9 o'clock hour if you want, or come see us tomorrow at the Clubhouse Lounge in Kalispell from 8 to 10 a.m. Or Friday, I'll be hanging out at the Meadow Lake Golf Course again in Columbia Falls. Looking forward to that. Let's go to Travis in Kalispell. Travis, thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
You know, I heard this morning that they've already arrested 200 people at the Netanyahu, at the Capitol there. And I'm wondering how many peaceful rioters are going to be insurrecting the Capitol there. You know, that's going to be interesting in how the media probably wants to hide any of that. I'll take your comments off the air.
Yeah, good point. The anti-Semitic, pro-Hamas terrorist sympathizers, they were basically working to shut down the Capitol. And Kamala Harris wants to be president but can't be presidential. She didn't even show up for Bibi Netanyahu, and then she's not going to be there for his speech either. It shows just how radical she is and how anti-Semitic the Democrat Party is right now. I want to get John Jackson's take, but let's go to Perry in Columbus before we run out of time. Perry, great to hear from you.
Good morning, Aaron and John. Boy, you are on fire today, and I'm going to toss some Kamala Harris kindling on the coals. So according to the deep state swamp rat Democrats, our next president should be a woman who literally whored her way up through the ranks of Willie Brown's San Francisco Democrat machine. And after she had warmed up his honor's bed long enough to be helped into the prosecutor's job, she threw him under the bus. It sounds like a lot like the story of John Tester's favorite gal, Tracy Stone Manning. You remember, the eco-terrorist that threw her comrades under the bus and then cut an immunity deal when the FBI was closing in on her for a tree spiking operation. You know, I guess that's the go-to pattern for the radical American left these days. After all, eco-terrorist Tracy Stone Manning now leads the BLM. So, of course, the cackling, backstabbing, go-along, get-along should be the Democrats' next sock puppet in the Oval Office. I mean, is there anyone besides Ken in Great Falls and Jim, and I think it's Jim in Kalispell, that can't see the underhanded, corrupt philosophy that governs the mindset and actions of the new American left? Is there anyone?
There's a lot of them in Missoula. There's a lot of them. Perry, great to hear from you. That's why we call him Perry the Poet right there. John, by the way, Perry sent me some great bumper stickers. Tester equals swamp rat. Tester equals deep state. I'm going to bring them to Kalispell so you guys can get one of these. Perry, thanks for sending those to me. John Jackson, we only got about a minute or so to go in this hour, but you're going to join us for the next hour as well. So how old was Willie Brown when he had that affair, when Kamala Harris had that affair with him? I mean, pretty old, right?
Oh, come on now, Aaron. You don't think that she was with Willie just because of Willie's sexual animal magnetism? Now, come on. You don't think she was actually just sleeping her way to the top of politics in California? That can't be. I mean, she's much more honorable than that, don't you think?
Well, then there was Montel Williams. He had two girls, one on one this arm, one on the other arm. Kamala Harris was part of that threesome there, photo. And then, okay, earmuffs, kids. Earmuffs, kids, for just a moment. John, You know, I love Adam Sandler movies. Did you ever watch Big Daddy with Adam Sandler?
Oh, yeah.
Remember when his girlfriend leaves him for the old guy working at Hooters? And Adam Sandler goes, she's just old with old balls. That's why we say earmuffs, kids. I'm out unwoking John Jack. I'm trying to anyway. I'm trying, you know. Just give me some credit here. All right, John's going to stick around for the next hour.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. If you're hit by sticker shock at the pharmacy, there's always ways that you can save on your prescription meds. First, try talking to your doctor. If you have trouble affording your medication, ask your physician if there are less pricey drugs or generics that work just as well. And check your health insurance plan for discounts tied to certain pharmacies. Many are inside supermarkets like Kroger, Albertsons, and Publix, and stores like Target and Walmart. Drug prices are lower at preferred pharmacies because insurance companies negotiate prices with them. And if you take medication on a regular basis, get to know your insurance plan's drug formulary. It tells you and your doctor what price category or tier a certain drug is in and what it will cost you out of pocket. This is another good way to compare benefits and cost if you're thinking about switching health insurance plans. And try buying in bulk. If you take daily medications, you might get a big discount when you stock up. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.